walks, I call them, and then you make them about so thick, about like that, and then you can use that froe to run that on through, and it sort of won't run out to edge. Turn it one way, they'll make it take two, then this way, make it take away. And you make them things, and they run from that wide to that wide, and you make your roof out of it. You just cover your roof, just like a standard of shingles. I've seen a lot of them. I don't know whether you ever did or not, but I've seen a lot of them.
Yeah, I think I have too. That's getting more popular, but I think they're doing it by machine now.
They're doing it now by machine, and they're doing it for a novelty now, when it used to be what the only thing they could do. They couldn't get these shingles.
And you mentioned weatherboards too. They're on the side, run horizontally.
This way. Weatherboards.
Would they build houses on mud in this area?
No, they never did that I know of. They had what they call teepees or something like that. I couldn't just exactly tell you. I've seen it, but I couldn't tell you how they built them. People lived in it. When it first opened up this country, some good many people would come here living.
In the houses in town?
We lived in tents at that time. I lived in tents quite a bit myself.
Until you got your whole house built?
Well, we lived in, we lived in that. That wasn't ours. We just had that rent. Then we rented the farm south of that, but we'd get out to go off to work in the coal mines and things like that. And we'd have 10, 12, or 14, or 16 foot. We boarded up around and put up a little dirt and live in there. Just it's there warm, very warm.
Yeah, tent isn't bad at all. Unless you get a better wind.
live there for months in a tent.
In the houses in town here, did they have those things along the eaves to carry the water down to a cistern or something?
Yes, eave troughs, I call them.
And where the point where two roofs join, what do you call that? Say you have a roof
that
goes this.
I call it a valley.
And around your house, did you ever live in a house, or were there houses around here with little structures built on the side that just adjoined the house?
For what?
Oh, wood maybe? Tools?
Well, occasionally I guess, but I don't recall any like that.
Where did you keep your tools?
In fact, I didn't have very many. I kept them in the smokehouse around the barn.
Did you have sheds?
Yes, we had sheds at the barn.
And before plumbing, you had an outdoor toilet. What did you call this usually?
Well, we called it the toilet.
I know some people call it the privy, and some.
Well, they did. I've heard it called privy.
Some people call it the Winter Jones.
Yeah.
If someone were going to tell you a story and you knew this story, what would you say to him? You'd say, well, I've already.
Sometimes I just let it go ahead and tell it.
Yeah. Me too. I'd like to hear it again.
Yes, I wonder if it's going to be like I heard it.
If somebody isn't particular one way or the other about something, you say, you can go ahead and do that.
Just do it the way you like.
But if someone says, you think that fellow would object if I did that? And you know that he wouldn't, you'd say, no, go ahead and do it. That fellow doesn't.
I hardly think so.
Did you have any special place to keep your silage?
I never did have any silage. I never did use a silage.
I guess that was that's a relatively new thing around here.
Well, it isn't so new, but in the older days, 20, 30 years ago, they run into too much work in our part of the country. We had you had to take so much machinery to fill it, and then it takes a lot of work to get it out. So we felt it was a fool with cattle.